This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators behind the horrific incident in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Addressing an event in Thimphu, Bhutan, Mr. Modi said he was in contact with the agencies involved in examining this incident through the night yesterday.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बक्सा नहीं जाएगा।
The Prime Minister said he has come to Bhutan today with a very heavy heart and the incident in Delhi last evening has deeply disturbed everyone. Mr. Modi said he understands the pain of the affected families and the entire nation stands with them. The Prime Minister said today is very important for Bhutan, for the royal family of Bhutan and for all people who believe in world peace. He said for centuries the relationship between India and Bhutan has been very deep, cordial and cultural. Therefore, participating in this important occasion was a commitment of India and also for him. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security review meeting at his residence in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. The meeting was attended by Union Home Secretary, Director of Intelligence Bureau, Delhi Police Commissioner and Director General of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir joined the meeting virtually. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi yesterday killed 8 people and injured several others. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and Forensics have started the probe and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon. Authorities have released emergency helpline numbers to ensure prompt assistance for citizens in case of any emergency situation. For Delhi Police Emergency, 112. For Delhi Police Control Room, 011-2291-0010 or 011-2291-0011. For LNJP Hospital, 011-2323-400. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured the country today that those responsible for the Delhi car blast will be brought to justice and will not be spared under any circumstances. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh informed that leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident. In Bihar, 31.38% voter turnout was registered when reports last came in for the second and final phase of assembly elections. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. More than 3.70 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. We now go over live to our correspondent, Anand. Anand, tell us what latest update can you bring us from the ground?
Valsa, polling in all 9 constituencies under West Champaran district is currently going on peacefully. These constituencies are Betia, Valmiki Nagar, Nautan, Chanpatia, Narkatiaganj, Bagaha, Lauria, Ramnagar and Sikta. Over 6 hours have passed since the voting started at 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. 32.39% polling was recorded in West Champaran district. Valsa, in all the assembly segments, Valmiki Nagar has recorded the highest turnout of 36.78%, while in Betia, the polling percentage is 29.09%. Currently, I am standing at a polling station at a school in Mansatola of Betia constituency, where voting is underway. Voters, including first-time voters, women and elderly, are enthusiastic to participate in the festival democracy.
Right, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for those details, Anand. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.